I am Planta on the line here at thecommentary.ca. Michael Kwan is the commentary's chief correspondent, most recently contributing a piece on the Pacific Auto Show. He's also got his own site up and running, as it were, michaelkwan.com. He also contributes to Mobile Magazine and Love to Know. We'll talk about that and more. Please welcome once again to Planta on the line my old friend Michael Kwan. Good morning, Mr. Kwan.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. The Pacific International Auto Show, I was listening to American radio the other day, yesterday, and they were talking about the auto show is in New York at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big...
Yeah, as of tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, it's the Javits Center in New York. This is a big deal to a lot of people, and this is something that I totally don't get, but why is it, do you think, a big deal, and is it just, what is it? Is it new cars that are the 07 models coming out, or explain to us what the whole auto show phenomenon is all about.
Well, for a lot of people, it gives them the opportunity to sit in current models and models that will be coming out next year without the pressure of a salesperson hovering over them asking to sign some finance plan. So it does give you an opportunity to play with the doohickeys and the dials and whatnot, but a bigger interest is just seeing where the automotive industry is going in the years to come. Like, the bigger draws are more of the concept vehicles and things that we probably won't see to production in the next few years, if at all, but it does give some indication as to how vehicles in the next few years may look and how they will function and whatnot.
Well, what is that in terms of seeing things that are new? Is that better gas mileage? Is that new sorts of, like, hydrogen or other forms of gasoline?
Something that the industry has been trying to pump lately is alternative forms of fuel and alternative energies and whatnot. Obviously, the oil companies aren't so happy about that part of the business, but we do see a lot more of the hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, hybrid vehicles, like the Toyota Prius is doing very well, the Ford Escape Hybrid, the Honda Civic Hybrid. So there is a big push to try to clean up the environment, especially with the way that the gas prices are going. We're hearing that it's going to top $1.20 a liter this summer in Vancouver. So,
do you find that despite the price of gas, people are still driving? People are still, I mean, I don't drive, but I mean, are people in general, are they still driving? And are they, I mean, I remember in the late 90s, there was that big push for bigger vehicles, SUVs and Hummers and those sorts of things. Is that still going on, or despite the price of gas?
I think that you have to think about what segment you're thinking about, because when it comes to, not to put out a stereotype or anything, but when it comes to Americans, they're more likely to buy the larger vehicles and the SUVs and whatnot. I think the last time I heard this, like, it's a good third of the vehicles on American roads are sport utility vehicles or higher-end gas-guzzling cars, whereas the ones in Canada, it only makes up like 10 or 11%. In Vancouver, anyway, you find a lot more of the subcompact cars, small hatchbacks, Toyota Prius, cars like that take up a lot less gas. So it might not be true that people are driving less, but it is making their decision as to which vehicle they purchase. They're looking for something that's a little more fuel efficient. You're not going to find as many SUVs on the road in Vancouver compared to Seattle, which is only a couple hours away from us.
Now, how much does it cost for a vehicle that uses alternative fuel as opposed to something that's conventional, like a regular gas car?
Any of the alternative fuel vehicles right now, most of them are in a concept stage, or they'd be in limited production that the automakers are handpicking who gets to drive these cars. So I know that Los Angeles is a popular place for them to test the vehicles in the long run to see how hydrogen fuel cells and that kind of thing work. But it's not something that's available to the public at this time. Like, from what I hear, I think the Department of National Defense in the States, they have a handful of vans that run on hydrogen power and stuff like that, but it's not something that you'd be able to walk into a Ford dealership and pick up.
Well, what about the hybrid? In terms of cost, are they worth it now or not?
If you're if your sole intention for buying a hybrid vehicle is to save money on your gas, I think the last estimate was that you need to drive the car for like 10 or 15 years before you actually make the money back in the difference, because the reported fuel economy for a lot of the hybrids obviously makes you feel a lot better about the car than it actually is performing. So your better bet is usually just to get a car with a smaller engine that's lighter weight, that still runs on conventional gas, and you'll save more money that way than trying to purchase the hybrid vehicle.
I don't know why we're talking about cars, because I have no interest in cars, but I just...
I've always been a little bit of a car geek.
Yeah, why is that? I mean, is that from very young, or is that very recent?
Probably the last 5 or 6 years or so. I didn't have much of an interest growing up, because I couldn't drive. But when I got my license and I started driving, you start to get a little bit more of an interest of the different vehicles that are out there and the different modifications and options and whatnot that are available to you.
MichaelKwan.com is the new website. Tell us how that got started and what's on there now. I know there's a blog. I know that you're using it to promote yourself as a writer, a freelance writer and editor. Do you enjoy doing it?
I launched MichaelKwan.com last month, mostly as a vehicle to be able to...
There we go with the cars again. He uses vehicle as a
to promote my freelance writing and editing services. It's something that's important to me when I'm trying to solicit potential clients and whatnot, to direct them to a professional-looking website that shows some of my previous work, what I'm capable of, what people have said about my writing, as opposed to the old site, Now That's Entertainment, that I spoke about the last time I was on the line with you, which is housed at a really long URL, geocities.com/this, that, and the other, whereas MichaelKwan.com is so much more succinct and it has more of a professional feel to it. And that's what I'm hoping to achieve as I go down this freelance writer path.
Did you enjoy freelance writing? I know that some people say that it's unstable and that they sort of live from check to check, but did you find that for yourself, or you enjoy the work, obviously, do you?
Well, yeah, because it affords a lot more freedom because, in a sense, I'm my own boss, because I get to set my own hours, I take on a project, and I have a deadline as to when I need to get it done, but I can work on it in the middle of the night if I can't sleep, or first thing in the morning if I'm a morning person, which I'm not. But it affords a lot more freedom. When it comes to freelance writing, if you are on a project-to-project basis, yes, the paycheck is a little bit more difficult to manage because you're not really sure when you'll be able to get your next project. But I'm glad that I have two steady flows of income from Mobile Magazine and from Love to Know Corporation that I get a lot of steady work from. And I'm more than happy to take on additional projects from other companies, which is why I do have MichaelKwan.com set up.
Mobile Magazine, that's... Is it Canadian or is it American? I can't remember.
Mobile Magazine is based out of Ontario, but it's designed to be catering more to the American audience, as most technology sites are.
So you talk about technology like cell phones and iPods and that sort of thing, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And what is your role there?
I survey the web to see what kind of news is out there on the day, check out the other news sites, and I report it back with my own little spin on it. So then, I report on everything from cell phones and PDAs to iPods and automobiles.
We're talking with Michael Kwan. The website is MichaelKwan.com. Love to Know, what is that?
It's a wiki-based site that has several sections that are designed in a way to compete against Wikipedia, but unlike Wikipedia, Love to Know hires professional writers like myself to be able to produce most of the material, but it also allows the public to contribute information as well. So right now I'm working with the video game section and the buyer's guide section. So I've worked on video game reviews, cheat codes, a history of video game consoles, and that kind of thing. And for the buyer's guide, I've written guides on what you should look for when you're renting a car, when you're buying an iPod and things like that.
I get people that ask me what it's like to interview people. And I'm actually working on something now where I will expound on that further in writing. Do people ask you about what it's like to be a freelance writer? You talked about setting your own hours. Writing in general, I know we talked about that. We've talked about that a lot over the last few years. Does that come easy to you? Does it come naturally?
Yeah. Like, it's just a nature of the business with the way that I, for example, with Mobile Magazine, I put out a 150 to 300 word article in 10 or 15 minutes. It's because, especially with Mobile Magazine, it's important that it's written on a very short time frame, because what's news today won't be news tomorrow when it comes to anything in technology these days.
What do you think helps you write? I know that we talk about writer's block in the past and that sort. Do you read a lot? Where do you glean inspiration from?
I think that having the university education does help a lot, because it does give you an opportunity to read a lot of different writing and whatnot, writing a whole lot of essays. So I think that had I not gone to university, my writing skills wouldn't be where they are today. And with both streams, both my main streams of income, Mobile Magazine and Love to Know, I do a lot of reading before I write any given piece. So just having to read so much each day, I naturally pick up on different writing styles, little catchphrases that I can use, things like that.
And it's all about practice too, is it not?
Yeah, of course. Like, last month for Mobile Magazine, I wrote over 200 articles for them. So, like, I've been increasing my production month over month. So it's just a lot of practice, and it's come quite natural.
So MichaelKwan.com, people can hit that up, and then they can find out how do they know if you're the right person for whatever job they may have, or like a project? What kind of services do you provide, I guess, is the question.
I'm still working on the website itself. It's kind of fallen on the back burner a bit in the last week or so, because I've been working so hard at Mobile Magazine and Love to Know, but I will have a services section set up on the website that gives you an idea of what I'm capable of. I have worked on copywriting projects in the past, search engine optimization, academic essays, resume and cover letter, editing and whatnot. So pretty well anything that involves the written word, I'm probably the man to go to.
And your Canucks, how are they doing?
They're all but out of the playoffs, it seems.
Oh.
It's the same. I've written about this on Beyond the Rhetoric, which is my blog that's on MichaelKwan.com, that it seems the same every year here in Vancouver, that come in the fall, everyone builds up the high hopes for the squad that plays out of GM Place, and everyone's saying that this is going to be the year, this is going to be the year, and then come April, they choke, they flop, and this year it seems like they're not even going to make the playoffs. It's disappointing, right?
But people do still go to Canuck games, don't they? And
from what I hear, the vast majority of the games this year were sold out. So the fan following is there.
But why do you think people go to a product that obviously sucks? I mean, I tried getting out of downtown yesterday,
yeah.
and this was about 7 o'clock, and it was traffic. You couldn't get out of downtown for the life of you. But so what do you think that says about consumers in this market, that they're just loyal, I guess, or are they on the bandwagon? Well, there's not much of a bandwagon, but the product sucks. I mean, why did they buy the tickets?
Because it was a bad bandwagon. When the Canucks first started to have a little bit more success under the leadership of Marcus Naslin and Todd Petrucci and whatnot, Vancouver started to see a little bit of success that they haven't seen in a long time. Since back in 94 with the squad with Pavel Bure and Jeff Courtnoy and whatnot. But in between that time and early this millennium, I guess you could say, they didn't have very much success, and they started to do a little bit better in the past few seasons, making the playoffs, making it into the second or third round. But it's hard to try to stay loyal when they don't do so hard.
One of the things you do for the commentary is go to events such as the auto show. I was going to ask you about the Lions, because they're obviously very popular as well. And people go to their games. And the Lions have had reasonable... terms of how they play in the last couple of seasons. How do you find lower mainlanders in terms of going to events like the auto show, going to food festivals or in the sort? There are lots of people that go to these things. Why do you think that is?
It's just something to do. Like, any other weekend, any other day, you can hop out to the Silver City and watch a movie, go to the Stanley and watch a show. But when it comes to the food festival or the auto show or anything like that, it's only going to be in town for a week. And it's something a little bit different to see and to see what's new.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Novelty, I guess.
Sorry?
It's the novelty.
The novelty, yeah. Yeah. And people do go to, I guess if you see a crowd somewhere, you go to a
well, yeah.
Follow the crowd. Yeah, I guess so. Thanks so much for joining us, Michael, and people should go visit michaelkwan.com to read more.
Yeah, thank you, Joseph.
MichaelKwan.com is the website. Michael Kwan here on the commentary.ca. I'm Joseph Plata.